This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and today we're looking up at something that took to the sky yesterday over Germany. A new kind of flying machine, one with no pilot on board and a missile under its skin. Welcome to ATIS. Here's what you need to know. On August 22nd, a German aerospace startup called Polaris Raumfluggeuge announced that the prototype of a jet-powered uncrewed aircraft called the Cobra 600 had completed its first flight. This isn't a hobby drone. This is a purpose-built air defense platform designed to carry and launch a Diehl Defense IRIS-T air-to-air missile. Let that settle for a second. An unmanned jet, built to hunt other aircraft. Before we go further, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's break down the machine itself. The Cobra 600 was unveiled at the recent ILA Berlin Air Show, one of the big European aerospace exhibitions. Polaris is the developer. Diehl Defense, a name a lot of you will recognize from the missile side of the house, is the partner driving the air defense concept. The idea is straightforward. Even if the engineering is not, you have a jet-powered drone. It carries the IRIS-T, which is a short-range, infrared-guided air-to-air missile that has been in service with a number of air forces for years. The drone becomes the launch platform. Instead of a crewed fighter going up to intercept a threat, you send the uncrewed aircraft. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. The interesting part here isn't just that it flew, it's who built it. Polaris Raumfluggeuge is a startup. The name translates roughly to space plane. This is a company that has been working on reusable spaceplane technology, small experimental vehicles designed to test hypersonic and space access concepts. And now that airframe knowledge is being pointed at a very different mission. Air defense, that's a pattern worth watching. Defense work is increasingly being handed to smaller, faster-moving companies rather than only the traditional primes. A spaceplane startup building an air defense drone would have sounded unusual a decade ago. Today, it barely raises an eyebrow. So why does this matter to you, sitting in the cockpit of a Cessna 172 or a Piper Cherokee on a Sunday morning? Let me be clear about something first. This is a European military development. It does not change anything about how you fly your next cross-country. There's no new regulation here, no airspace change, no bulletin you need to act on. I want to flag that plainly so nobody walks away thinking they missed a NOTAM. But here's the thread that connects it to all of us. Uncrewed aircraft are getting bigger, faster, and more capable at a remarkable pace. For years, when we talked about drones, we meant something small. A quadcopter, a camera platform. A nuisance near an airport, maybe. That conversation is changing. We're now talking about jet-powered uncrewed aircraft flying real missions in real airspace. And the airspace eventually is shared airspace. This affects you if you care about where integration of unmanned aircraft is headed. Because the technology being proven on the military side has a way of migrating. The autonomy, the sense and avoid systems, the command and control links. All of it gets refined on programs like this one, and pieces of it eventually show up in the civilian world. Think about it. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has been wrestling for years with how to integrate uncrewed aircraft into the national airspace system, beyond visual line of sight operations, detect and avoid standards, the whole framework. Every time a jet-powered drone proves it can fly a controlled mission, the pressure builds to answer the harder question. How do these machines and crewed aircraft coexist safely in the same sky? That's not a European question or an American question. It's an aviation question. Now, a few things to keep in perspective because I don't want to oversell this. First, this was a first flight. In aviation, a first flight is a milestone, not a finished product. Every airplane you've ever flown had a first flight, and most of them looked pretty modest on day one. There is a long road between a prototype leaving the runway and an operational system. Flight test campaigns, weapons integration, reliability work, years of it, typically. Second, launching a missile from an uncrewed platform is a serious engineering challenge. Carrying the IRIS-T is one thing. Separating it cleanly, guiding it, and doing all of that from an aircraft with no human on board making split-second calls, that's the hard part, and none of that is proven by a single test flight. So let's give it the credit it deserves, a first flight of a novel platform. And let's keep our expectations honest about how far there is still to go. What I find genuinely compelling here is the shift in thinking. For most of aviation history, air defense meant a pilot in a fast jet sitting alert, ready to scramble. That's an expensive proposition. Expensive aircraft, expensive training, and you're putting a human being in harm's way. The concept behind the Cobra 600 flips part of that equation. You keep the human on the ground and send the machine up to take the risk. Whether that concept pans out, we'll see. Plenty of promising defense ideas never make it past the prototype stage, but the direction of travel is unmistakable, uncrewed, jet-powered, and increasingly autonomous. Here's my one piece of opinion, and I'll flag it as opinion. The pilots listening to this show have a stake in how this unfolds. As these systems mature, the people who understand real airmanship, separation, right of way, the discipline of sharing airspace, those are exactly the voices that need to be in the room when the rules get written. Don't tune this out just because it wears a uniform and flies over Germany. The lessons learned here will find their way home. My thanks to the aviationists for the reporting on the Cobra 600's first flight and to Polaris and DL Defense for the details out of ILA Berlin. You can always find us at RadioHangar.com. Keep your eyes on the sky, all of it, even the parts flying themselves. This is Tower, signing off.